Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into Warren Adler's novel, The Norma Conquest. It's quite something.
It really is.
So if you've already read the book, this is for you. We want to go a bit deeper than just the plot.
Yeah, beyond a recap, think of it as exploring those big themes, family, justice, legacy, and how they feel so relevant right now.
Exactly. What does legacy even mean? The book really pushes on that.
It forces a reevaluation, doesn't it? Especially about success and, well, responsibility.
Okay, let's talk about that central conflict, the clash of worlds. You've got Jenny Robbins, right? High-flying advertising exec in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Very corporate, successful by, you know, conventional standards.
And then there's her mother, Norma, estranged, lifelong radical activist, always fighting the system.
The complete opposite. An irascible fighter, as Adler puts it. The contrast is stark.
And the setup, Jenny finds out Norma has terminal cancer, pancreatic cancer.
And not just ill, but living in a homeless shelter in New York, the 7th Regiment Armory.
It's a brutal reality check for Jenny.
But here's the thing about Norma, even on her deathbed, she's leading a protest.
Right, a protest by homeless women against being moved out.
Moved out to make way for this huge, opulent art center planned by Doc Brenner.
Her spirit, it's just unwavering. Even then, it's incredible.
That conviction is powerful. Refusing to just fade away, still fighting injustice.
Absolutely. And this really kicks off Jenny's transformation, which for me was fascinating. Her first reaction is, well, it's embarrassment, isn't it? And distance.
Understandable, maybe, given their history, but it doesn't stay that way.
No, it shifts profoundly.
Yeah.
She goes from just like visiting reluctantly.
Checking a box.
Yeah, checking a box to actively getting involved. Using her skills, her corporate know-how.
The very skills her mother probably despised.
Exactly. To help organize the protest. It's
such
an interesting bridge between their worlds. Emotionally, ideologically.
And it's not just about sudden empathy, is it? Adler shows it's almost strategic. Applying those skills to fight the system she was part of. It's quite cynical in a way.
That's a sharp point. And Jenny isn't the only one who changes, right? There's Doc Brenner.
Oh, Doc Brenner's arc is astonishing. This man built on wealth and power.
His whole life defined by it.
Mm-hmm. And then meeting Norma, meeting Jenny, it shakes him up, questions everything.
And he does a complete 180. It's almost unbelievable.
He sabotages his own project, leaks the relocation plan to the media.
The very project that was supposed to be his legacy.
And just abandons the whole art center idea. It makes you wonder what truly prompts that kind of change in someone so powerful.
It really does. Which brings us back to why this book still hits hard today. These themes, they're timeless, but feel so current. Mother-daughter bonds, especially fractured ones.
Right, and that constant tension, social justice versus personal ambition.
And the big one, what is success? Is it the money, the status?
Or is it, you know, standing up for people who don't have a voice, even if it costs you?
The novel really forces you to confront that.
Yeah, and think about today, income inequality. Homelessness debates, corporate responsibility, protest movements. It feels like the Norma Conquest could have been written last year.
That detail about replacing a shelter with an art center, it's so specific, so symbolic of gentrification versus basic needs.
It makes the bigger issue feel very, very real, visceral.
So Norma's fight, even dying, it says so much about conviction.
And Jenny's and Doc's changes. They suggest change is possible, real change, if we face our own biases.
I mean, legacy isn't just about winning, but about the impact, the ripples you create.
Well put.
Well, thanks for exploring Warren Adler's The Norma Conquest with us today. It's a story that reminds you true meaning isn't just about what we have.
It's about what we stand for.
So here's a thought to leave you with. In our world, full of personal goals and social calls to action.
How do you balance your own success with our responsibility to each other? What kind of legacy are you actually building?
Something to think about. We hope this chat added another layer to your experience with this powerful book.
Keep diving deeper.
Stay bold. Stay compassionate.